Bob Dole was a battle-hardened Senate leader for many years, which followed heroic service in the Army during World War II. But he was a softy at heart. 2 years before becoming a Republican presidential candidate, he spoke at the funeral of a former president.
May God bless Richard Nixon. And may God bless the United States.
More recently, another congressional leader has become famous for the tears that he publicly sheds, usually while making reference to concepts like honor, duty, and country. Here's a fairly typical example of House Speaker John Boehner pulling out all the emotional stops.
After 3,000 of our fellow citizens died at the hands of these terrorists, when are we going to stand up and take them on? When are we going to defeat them?
4 years ago, U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton sought the highest office and found herself in a grueling battle for delegate votes in New Hampshire. Physically and emotionally exhausted, the normally cool and controlled former First Lady gave a rare glimpse to her vulnerable side.
You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know, so.
But the most dramatic example of a candidate crying occurred during the 1972 primary season. The setting also was New Hampshire. Edmund Muskie, who had been a U.S. senator, a governor, and Hubert Humphrey's running mate 4 years earlier, seemed to have a firm lock on the Democratic nomination. Indeed, polls showed him running even with the incumbent, Richard Nixon. Here is Muskie denouncing the Republicans for running a dirty tricks campaign.
What contempt they must have for the decency and sense of the American people.
Muskie was angered over allegations that he had disparaged Franco-American voters in northern New England, calling them pejoratively Canucks. But he was furious when the Republicans attacked the character of his wife, claiming she drank to excess and used unladylike language. Muskie was seething as he stood outside the offices of the Manchester Union Leader, the newspaper that had waged relentless war against the candidate. Muskie took aim at the paper's publisher, William Loeb.
By attacking me, by attacking my wife, he has proved himself to be a gutless coward. Maybe I said all I should on that point. But it's fortunate for him, he's not on this platform beside me.
Snowflakes were falling as Muskie spoke, and some settled on his cheeks. Reporters standing near him said the candidate was crying tears of rage. Later, Muskie said it was only snow, but the damage had been done. Muskie began to nosedive in the Democratic polls. A long shot, George McGovern got the momentum and, ultimately, the nomination. Muskie supporters were left to shed real tears. For Delmarva Public Radio, I'm Dick Rossay.